Welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the fifth chapter of Maseches Edyos. We will be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion, 6 and 7. And today we'll actually be learning two very important Mishnayos, and they have to do with a man named Akavya ben Mahalalel, and he may not be a household name as the Tanayim go, but I think you'll see that what he says has some very important lessons for us even today. So Mishnah Vav tells us, Akavya ben Mahalalel heid arba dvarim. So Akavya ben Mahalalel, he testified regarding four things. Amrulo, and they said to him, Akavya, chazur b'char ba'arba dvarim shahisa omer, v'nascha av beis din l'Yisrael. They said to him, he was such a great person, they said, if you retract those four things you said, then we will make you the Av Beis Din of Israel. So Av Beis Din was the second highest position. It's like saying, you'll be the vice president of the entire nation if you merely change your opinion on these four matters. Amar Lahen, he said to them, Mutav li lehi kare shote kol yamai. I would be better off if people would consider me an idiot my entire life. V'lo le'asos shah achas rasha lifnei hamakom. Then I should be considered even for an hour, even for a moment, evil in God's sight. So he would rather stand on his ground and the things that he believes to be right and let people think he's foolish for not retracting than let God consider him unrighteous for retracting in order to take this position. Shlo yi omrim bishvil shrora chazer bo. Because people shouldn't think that he retracted in order to get this position. And in fact, he basically said, even if he would retract, he wouldn't take the job, so that people shouldn't think that that was his motivation. So what were the four things? Hu haye matame sa'ar hapekuda. He would say that white hair remaining from a previous blemish is impure. V'dam ha'yarok, and blood that was yellow or green, that was impure. The chachamim mataren, but the sages declared these things to be pure. Hu hayamatir sa'ar b'chor balmum, shenashar v'hinicha b'chalon, v'achachach shchato. He permitted the hair of a firstborn animal that was found to be blemished, that this hair fell out, and it was placed in a cubby, and afterwards the animal was slaughtered, so he would then permit this hair to be used for garments or wherever one would use animal hair. V'chachamim osrin, but the sages did not permit this. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Ein mashkin loas hagioris v'loas shivcha ha-mishuchureris, that neither a convert nor a freed maidservant, who is the functional equivalent of a convert, neither of them were given the sota water to drink if they were suspected of adultery. V'chamim omrim mashkin, and the sages said that they were given this water to drink. Amrulo, they said to him, Maisa b'karkimis, there was an incident involving a woman whose either name was Karkimis, or she was from a place called Karkim, and therefore she was a Karkimite. So in any event, there was this woman, Karkimis, Shifcha Meshuchereris. She was a freed slave, so basically the functional equivalent of a convert. Shehaisa b'Yerushalayim, she was in Jerusalem. V'hishkua Shmaya v'Avtayon. And Shmaya and Avtayon gave her the soda water to drink. Amar Lahan, he said to them, Dugma hishkuha. They gave her something to drink that looked like it was the soda water, but they didn't really give it to her because she's not given to drink. So because he suggested that Shmaya and Avtayon did something counter to halacha, or made it look as if the halacha was different than it really was, v'niduhu, they put him in cherim, they excommunicated him, umes b'nidue, and he died in the state of excommunication. V'salku based in Esarono, and the based in the court stoned his coffin. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chas v'shalom she'akavya nisnada, God forbid that such a great person as Akavya was ever excommunicated. She'ein azara ninelas b'fnei kol adam Yisrael b'chachmo b'yiras chet k'akavya ben Mahalalel. Because the doors of the courtyard of the temple never closed in front of a person as great in wisdom and in fear of heaven as Akavya was. V'esminidu, so who was it that was excommunicated that they're confusing with Akavya? Elazar ben Chanoch, that was Elazar ben Chanoch, shepikpek b'taharas yadayim, because he made fun of the concept of purifying the hands, the idea that only your hands can become impure and therefore you can purify just your hands. This was ridiculous to him, even though it was accepted by all the authorities. So he mocked that law. So he was excommunicated. Ukishemes shalchu beisdin v'hinuchu even al arono. And when he died, the sages went and had a stone placed on his coffin. Malamed, in order to teach, shekol hamisnade umeis benidoi soklin es arono. That whenever somebody is excommunicated and dies in the state of excommunication, they stone the coffin, which means to place a rock on it, not to pelt it with stones. All right, let us look in the Bar Neuro. So the first thing was the Sar Pekuda, and that's Kigon Shahaisabo Baharis Ubasa Arlavon. So let's say somebody has a blemish of tsaras, like I said, it's normally called leprosy, but it's really something different. So they have this spiritual kind of blemish, and the white hair comes. Hocha HaBoharis, V'Henichalus Arlavon B'Mekomo. So now the blemish goes away, but the white hair remains. V'Acharkach Chazra HaBoharis. And after that, the blemish comes back. Akavya ben Mahalalel metame. Akavya ben Mahalalel declares it impure. Kivan shenahafach sa'ar levan b'boharis. Afal pi shezu ha'boharis shehi achshav eno osa shehavcha oso la'sa'ar levan. Because it's still a blemish with white hair in it, even though the current blemish is not the one that made the hair white. Tame. He says it's still impure. V'chachamim metarin, but the sages declare it pure, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, v'hi hafcha sa'ar levan, it turns the hair white. Shafkasohi, it is the one that turned it white. V'lo shafkaso chavrata, and not a different one, a previous one, turned it white. So we see that's the difference of opinion regarding white hair from a previous blemish. What about the green or yellow blood? So he seems to feel that that was a regular type of blood. Shehumin hadamim hatameim. It's one of the impure colors of blood. Elishalaka, just it faded, it changed, but it started out a previous color. Sort of like black blood is a red that darkened. What about the bechor bal mum shenishar, the firstborn animal that has a blemish and its hair had fallen out? Hatzemar hanishar min habechor, the wool fell off the animal, bal mum, which has a blemish. Hayimatiro behana lakohen. He permitted a kohen to benefit from this wool. Bechachamim osrin, the sages did not permit this. De'isha risaleit semar hanosha mechayim. If you would permit him to use the wool that falls out of a living animal. Asi lahashuye labachor kadesh yishir smaro kosha'a. Then he would put the animal aside and let it wait before sacrificing it so that more hair would fall out. And it would come to be disqualified. It would be a problem that he would use it for shearing or that he would work with it. And such animals may not be used for shearing or for work. Because the Torah tells us, Tizbach ve'achalta basar, you shall slaughter it and eat its meat. Tizbach ve'logiza, it's for slaughtering, it's not for shearing. Bakavya shari, but Akavya permitted it. Demigo de mahanya shchita letzemer hamachuber bo lehatira laachar shchita. Just like slaughtering it permits the hair that's still on it to be used after it's slaughtered. Mahani nami letzemer hatalish umunach bechalon. It would similarly permit hair that fell out and has been sitting in a cubby somewhere. Kavya also said, the soda water was not given lo es hagioras velo es hamishucheres. Not to a convert and not to a freed maidservant, who again is the equivalent of a convert, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, le'ala u'shvua betoch amich, that you'll be a curse and an example among all of your people. Prat le'elu, it excludes these women, she'enam betoch amich, because they're not among their people. Dugma hishkuha, so he said that Shmaya and Avtalion only gave Karkamis something that looked like the sota water. So first, a different interpretation. Bimnesha hayu digmasa. So taking the word dugma, an example, another way, because they were the same type as she was. Klomer gerim kamosa. They were converts like she was. Lefikach hishkuha v'lo min hadin. So according to this explanation, they actually did cause her to drink because they were sticking up for converts' rights, that they shouldn't be seen as different from others, and that they did not follow halacha because of some subjective political concern. And that, of course, is an even worse charge than saying that they made it look like. So Perish Acher, the other explanation, Dugma Hishkua, they gave her to drink something that looked like it. Asu Dugma V'dimyon V'hareola Kilu Mashkimosa Es Hamarim. So they made something that looked like sota water, and they made it appear as if they were going to give it to her to drink. Avalo Hishkua, but they didn't really give it to her to drink. Either one's not a good thing, but the first one I think is a far worse charge. V'niduhu, they excommunicated him, levi shezalzel b'chvodan, shel Shmaya v'Avtalion, because he denigrated the honor of Shmaya and Avtalion. So then along comes Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, God forbid that Akavya was ever excommunicated. She'ein Azara Nineles, the courtyard of the temple was never closed in front of such a great person. Ba'arvei Pesachim, kishenichnasin lishchot pischehem. It was referring to the eve of Passover, so the day before, when everyone would come to offer their Passover sacrifices. De'amrinan, because they say, nechneses kes rishona, the first group of people would come in, ninalu dalsos ha'azara, and they would close the courtyard doors, v'chein v'keish shniya v'keish shlishis, and the same would be in the second and third groups of people. So everyone came in three shifts, so there were lots and lots of people in each group. So in these huge groups of a third of the nation coming to sacrifice their animals, lo haya nimtza b'chol ha'azara muchtar ba'anava u'biras chet ka'kavya ben Mahalalel. So in one third of the people, you wouldn't find anyone as righteous and God-fearing as Akavya. So that's how great he was. So rather, it was Elazar ben Chanoch who died in a state of excommunication, and when he did, Soklin Esarono, they stoned his coffin. Lav Davka Soklin, don't think it means that they pelted it with stones. Lamanichin Evan Belvide, but they placed a stone on it, that's all they did. Laheka Shechaverev Hayubidalin Mimenu, as a sign that his peers distanced themselves from him. So that's what it means to stone the coffin. Again, still not a good thing, but perhaps not as bad as it sounds at first glance. Let us now continue immediately with Mishnah Zayin, still talking about Akavya ben Mahalalel. Bishas misaso, when he died, Amar Livno, he said to his son, Bini, my son, Chazu b'chor ba'arba devarim shahayisi omer. He said, my son, I want you to retract those four things that I said. So he wouldn't retract them, even if it meant that he could be the second highest office in the nation, but he told his son to just go ahead and do it. So Amar Lo, his son said to him, V'lam lo chazarta bach, if you feel that way, why didn't you just retract them yourself? Amar Lo, he said to his son, Ani shamati mipi hamarubim, I heard from the majority, V'heim shamu mipi hamarubim, and they, my opponents, also heard from the majority. So we each heard from a large group of rabbis of this position, and we each feel that ours represents the majority opinion. Ani amadati bishmuasi, I stand by what I learned, v'heim amdu bishmuasan, and they stand by what they learned. Aval ata shamata mipi hayachid u'mipi hamarubin. But you hear these two positions, one from a sole opinion, me. I'm the only one now who stands by these four things. And you also hear what everyone else has to say, and they're the majority. Mutav lahaniach divrei hayachid. It would be better for you to put aside the position of the individual, v'lechos b'divrei hamarubin, and to grab fast, hold tight, to the opinion of the majority. Amar lo, his son said to him, Abba, my father, Pakoda Laila Chavirecha, recommend me to your friends. So he wanted a reference from his father. Amar Lo, he said to him, Eini Mafkid, I will not give you such a reference. Amar Lo, so the son said to the father, Shema Avla Matsasabi, have you found some defect in me? Amar Lo, and he said to his son, Lav, no. Masecha Ikarvucha, Umasecha Yirachakucha. It's your deeds that will bring you near to them, and it's your deeds that will distance you from them. So rather than give him protexia and nepotism, he said, no, your deeds are what will determine your standing in the community. And presumably his son had the chops to pull it off himself, but if not, he certainly shouldn't get by on reputation of his father alone. Quick look at the Bart Neuro. Mutav lahaniach Divrei Hayachid, it would be better for you to put aside the position of the individual. Mishum Dehu Nami Mirabim Kibel, because Akavya also got his information from the majority. Vahavu Devarav Divrei Harabim, and therefore his words were like the opinion of the majority. Mishum Hachik Amar Mutav Lahaniach, that's why he said it would be better for you, my son, to put my position aside. Di Lav Hachi, because if this were not the case, my mutav deka amar, what is this, it would be better, that he said. V'halo diyaraisahi, it would be a Torah law, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, achrei rabim lahatos, you're supposed to follow the majority opinion. V'chayev lahaniach divrei hayachid bakarcho, and you'd have to put aside the position of the individual against your will, so you don't really have a choice in the matter. Elat haimad amar mutav, but rather the reason that he said it would be better for his son to do so, v'lo amar chayev, and he did not say he was obligated to do so, v'shum da'afu me'rabim kibel, because he, Akavya, also got his information from the majority, kedifrishis, as was explained, v'en halacha ka'akavya ben mahalalel, v'chol ha'arba devarim halalu. And the halacha does not follow Akavya in any of these four matters that we discussed. All right, that's the end of the Mishnah and the end of the Perek. Join us tomorrow when we will begin Perek Vav.